fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 5th day of October, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, at Republic Broadcasting, live broadcasting begins at 7 a.m., 0700 every day, Monday through Friday. And we begin that broadcast with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The proper tip today is to work on your physical fitness. Yes, it will be different things for different people. Just keep in mind, everybody's got limitations. You might be a 20-year-old Marine or an 80-year-old grandmother. It doesn't matter. 20-year-old Marine has limitations just like the 80-year-old grandmother does. Understand those limitations, work within them. If you have underlying health conditions, talk to your health care professional before you do anything that could hurt you. We have patient Wayne Green and my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. His company manufactures a complete line of water filters, starting with the ReadyPure countertop stainless steel water filter, which instead of the fragile, and it is fragile, spigot on Berkey's, plastic spigot on Berkey's, which is illegal to be sold right now for the time being. The ReadyPure has a stainless steel spigot that will last for generations. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
I'm fantastic. A couple of headlines that they should be together, but they're on Steve Quayle's website. The first has to do with something most of our listeners already know about. That would be the fact that the Federal Aviation Administration changed the parameters for what constitutes a pilot who has a healthy heart being able to fly. That changed this past summer. Now they're allowing commercial airline pilots with 300 more people behind them responsible for to fly that previously would not be allowed to because of a heart condition. Well, they moved the goalposts. The follow-up headline is the following. Here's a headline here. America's biggest airlines, ground aircraft, as they launch desperate search for thousands of jet engine parts that were sold with fake safety certificates. So It looks like somebody was faking the safety certificates, the manufacturer, and I don't particularly want to be flying an aircraft that has parts in the engine that have fake safety certificates. Do you, Kirk?
No, absolutely not. And I think, you know, the degradation of everything we know that's important is happening on purpose because they want to weaken everybody's moral structure and fiber. And, you know, they want to hurt as many people as possible and, you know, create an air of doom and gloom. And we see this permeating everything. It's an age-old trick. They've done it for thousands of years, and they'll continue to do it. It's time for us, I think, to stand up. And I think maybe the way to do it is something I heard Dave Hodges say, I think it was last week, that we just need to vote to oust every incumbent Congress and Senate person who's up for election coming up. If not, you know, I don't think there's an election this year, but next year. And we just need to make that happen, because if we don't frighten these people and make the pain greater than the possible gain or the other pain that they would experience if they don't do what their masters tell them, we're going to be screwed hard. And I'm just serious. I mean, you look at the economy, you look at the banking, you look at the money, the health, the lack of health workers, the strikes, the shutdown of manufacturing. I mean, everything is shifting into a place where we're no longer going to have a comeback position. And I don't want to see that happen. And, you know, we've got to take some kind of action. Folks, there's never been any kind of a situation like this, a tyrannical situation that's been turned around without some threats, some unpleasantry, and usually some sort of violence. I mean, that's just how it's been for thousands of years. That's not going to change now. So, you know, either the power is going to get so out of control that they're just going to start killing us in greater numbers than they currently are, which is tough to imagine, or we're going to have to take some kind of offensive measure. And they've been doing these offensive measures for the last 30 or 40 or 50 years, maybe 60 years. We need to duplicate this and somehow figure up a game plan that we can push everybody in the alternative media toward, because if we don't band together, you know, we're gonna hang separately. So I just think that it's really, really important at this point. We've got a year now until this next 2024 major election. We need to start pushing hard, you know, just a program where we're saying, look, if you're an incumbent, we want you out of there. And the reason is that we have no way of knowing what your affiliations are, what your promises are, what the blackmail might be. And that's the way to do it, I think. What do you think, John?
Well, there are ways to know if your congressperson is voting with or against the Constitution. I give a good example. Congressman Ron Paul had a group of congressmen, it was only about 20 or so, that had their little coalition that, regardless of what was in the bill before Congress, they always voted the way the Constitution told them to.
Right.
Now, that was only about 20, it may have been 25, not very many, out of several hundred. I know the John Birch Society has a good rating system as to how to rate congressmen and senators.
They do.
So there are ways to do that, and I don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Well, you know, for the 5 or 10 there might be out of 500, I think it's time to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I disagree. I think it's time to stand up and say, look, those that are constitutionally minded, those that stand up for their individual voting block, those people are going to come to the surface because they're going to defend themselves and others are going to stand up for them. But I think if we don't, you know, the problem is if you don't all go down one pathway, we're going to lose this thing. I mean, there's just no way to turn this around. It isn't going to be, you know, sudden changes of heart of these people in power that save us. It's not going to be President Trump, although I think he is the best selection at this point, you know, even given his faults. I think if we don't take some kind of a planned action, it's not, you know, it's not going to be information exposure, which has been kind of Mike Lindell's plan, I think, Lindell's plan up till now. That hasn't worked. It's not going to work. He just got defunded by American Express. It's going to kill, you know, 20 or 30% of his business right out of the gate. So, you know, they're going to chip away at us and the people that are standing in front of us. And if we don't back them up with some kind of planned action, we're going to be in real trouble. I'm interested to hear what the listeners today have to say on this subject, too, if that's okay with you, John.
Well, sure. We have a live call-in show, and the call number is 512-248-8252. Getting back to the aircraft parts, the guilty party is AOG Techniques. They'll mass-produce safety certificates and hard to sell its engine parts to the airlines, including American Airlines, United Airlines, Southwest Airlines, who've grounded aircraft as a consequence of this investigation. It's ongoing. So what a nice twofold impact we have. We don't know how healthy the pilot and co-pilot is in the front of the plane. In fact, the numbers that are dying and getting sick is kept very secret. It looks like anywhere from one to three a week to maybe one a day between all the airlines worldwide. As far as I know, all the commercial airlines mandated their pilots get the clot shot. It's a relatively small number of men and women compared to the overall population. And of course, airline pilots are already subject to getting blood clots because they sit too much. They sit way too much. And so you got the combination of somebody who has a predisposed to blood clots and give them a medication, the clot shot, that causes blood clots, you're certainly setting yourself up for disaster, aren't you, Kirk?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got friends and relatives that are pilots, and you know, some of them are certainly visually very unhealthy, overweight, at risk already. That's before these injections and other things happening. So, I mean, it's a scary situation right now. I'm with you. I mean, I haven't flown at all. Gosh, well, you know what? I take that back. I did take a quick trip to Kansas City last year for a graduation, but that was it. I mean, that's the only trip I've taken in the last 3 or 4 years, and I certainly aren't planning any more trips, you know, coming up, mostly because I don't want to be away from my property. I mean, there is some fear element, you know, of travel. It's definitely uncomfortable. You know, there was, I don't know, like 35 security people at the local airport on this last flight, and it wasn't even crowded, you know, at the gate. It was just bizarre. And, I don't know. I'm sure there's some great people involved with the TSA. I just haven't personally witnessed any yet. I'm sure they're out there. I don't want to, you know, degrade the whole group as a class, but I don't have great confidence either in them or, in the mechanics or in the health of the pilots. The whole process of travel has just become, you know, sickening. I mean, it's nothing like what it used to be. Nothing.
No.
It used to be enjoyable, something you look forward to. Now it's just, you know, you might as well take the bus and be safer.
Well, you look at the early days of commercial airliners when DC-3s were being used. They had on the one side of the aisle two seats, on the other side one seat. And they had a female flight attendant, no men, that was dressed very tastefully, that would serve you a real meal, not some kind of frozen thing that had just been heated up, have fresh hot coffee for you when you wanted it. And it was a very civilized experience compared to, and you had plenty of room, by the way, plenty of room for your knees and legs. Where I'm 180 pounds and 6 feet tall. And I wonder what, you know, there's a lot of men and women who are 240, 250, 300 pounds. You know, I'm uncomfortable in these small seats, and it must be pure misery for a large man or a large woman, don't you think?
Well, it is. It's especially miserable when some giant person, you know, sits next to you and takes up, you know, four-fifths or five-sixths of the seat and starts leaning over and bending, you know, in your direction. And I can't stand it. You know, it's happened to me on this Kansas flight. And there was, you know, the guy next to me was sick and coughing and overweight. And it was just, it was awful, you know. And thank God it was only a, you know, 2 hour flight. And then I was at a concert not too long ago with some friends that visited from out of town. We went to see ZZ Top. And, you know, it was interesting. But also, same thing there. I had like a 6'10" guy that weighed about 350 pounds. And he insisted on putting his arm around my chair, claiming that he didn't have enough space. And, you know, I put up with it for about 2 minutes, and then I just told him, look, you know, I paid for my seat. Here's the dividing line. Either get back or go stand in the aisle.
Right.
And I guess he could tell that I was serious, despite the fact that he was twice my size. And he got up and went, you know, in the aisle, mostly because I think I embarrassed him. But I just couldn't stand it any longer. I mean, it was very, very uncomfortable. You know, understanding space and all that is kind of a built-in thing that some people have spatial acuity and others don't. I mean, if you're that overweight, pay for two seats so you don't inconvenience someone else. That's what I think.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's the way it should be. And these airlines, they'll do anything they can to get one more row of seats. That's why these things are so jammed together. It's a matter of economics, isn't it?
Oh, sure. They want to pack in. Are the airline seats, in your opinion, getting smaller and closer together? Or do you think getting larger?
I don't know about smaller, but they are the distance between one seat and the seat in front of it has decreased dramatically over the years. It's not fun. Well, let's not dwell on that too much longer. We have President Trump scoring some victories in the courtroom, don't we?
I don't know. I saw some things. You know, evidently they're evaluating his properties at a lesser degree than what they're really worth. It sounds like the judge made some kind of ruling either the end of last week or the beginning of this week that said that he was guilty of some kind of fraud. Did you see that aspect of it?
I don't know what
the outcome is. I mean, I know he's appealed one of these things again.
The one court in New York, he's won 80% of what he was trying to win. That's in a civil matter. The criminal matter, he's going to prevail. There's no evidence he committed any crime.
Right.
Any
crime. The civil is what worries me. I mean, even if he has to give up, you know, one building to these idiots, it's out and out theft and fraud, you know, on behalf of the government. And this is what I'm talking about, folks. You know, we have a society and a situation here where we still have elections. Let's show them what we mean. If you got even a third of a percentage point to write into their congressperson or senator and say, look, we're going to take a position of ousting all incumbents, and we're part of this MAGA oust group or whatever we call it, I think it would shake some trees. I really do. And because think about it. I mean, just on the spending, I saw another article, I'm sure you did too, in one of the things that we follow, that said that people in the government had spent millions of dollars on office furniture, and they were working at it. They weren't even in their office. Did you see that? It was like some astounding millions and millions of dollars on office furniture that wasn't even going to be used. The waste is just rampant. And that's part of what you have, too, with these aircrafts. I mean, the waste and the amount of money being spent, you know, on some of these weapons is crazy ridiculous, and it's because a lot of people in the middle are getting their cut, you know, and it's not economic, it's not efficacious. The whole thing is just bizarre. I mean, we need to put a stop to it and use that money and that time to better the lives of people that are in our country.
Well, Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution outlines what may be spent with federal dollars. And it's just about 17 or 18 things. There's no authority in the U.S. Constitution for U.S. Funds to go to private individuals for any reason. It's not there. Now, if the states want to do it, the 50 states can spend all the money on individuals they want. But there's no authority that in the Constitution to spend money or give money to individuals for any reason whatsoever. Something that most people don't know or understand, do they?
No, I mean, John, do you feel threatened at this point? I mean, do you feel like your way of life and the potential, you know, moving forward and your children and grit, do you feel threatened at this point? I know I do.
Well, the main threat that I observe, and I've watched these cycles come and go now for more than half a century. The summer I graduated from college was 1972. So I walk into a supermarket one day that summer. I don't recall what month it was, but it was summer, 1972. And the outside edge of this oval supermarket is where the fresh goods are sold, dairy and fruits and vegetables and meat and so forth. And there were 4 by 8 foot sheets of plywood telling the maximum price any item could be sold for, with white letters black letters on white background. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Ladies and gentlemen, this hour is sponsored by Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters, including the Ready Pure countertop water filter. And you need to check that out. With it has a nice $100 discount on each piece of equipment, water filters, at thelibertyman.com. My Columbus Day sale of Energy Cleaner is in effect right now. It goes until midnight the 9th. That would be $25 off Energy Cleaner, 25% off mattress pads, and an additional 5% off the entire order if you place your order using PayPal at thelibertyman.com. My name is Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution. And, Kirk, I'm more concerned, quite frankly. I've watched these cycles come and go. I mentioned that in 72, the Vietnam War was still going on. Inflation, because of that war spending, was out of control. And President Nixon implemented wage price controls. As a youngster, I was, 24 years old, I guess. It was scary as hell. I thought, man, this is really a disaster. In the meantime, this past half century, I've watched these economic cycles come and go over the decades. They don't scare me like they did then. I didn't have the maturity to understand what these cycles were, how they came and went. I understand that now a lot more clearly. They don't scare me like they did then. What does scare me is the worst crime in human history. That's the consequences of the COVID vaccination clot shot. That's new. It's different. we're looking at about a 17 to 20% increase in all-cause mortality. Something that's never happened, ever. I'm not sure the bubonic plague in the Middle Ages even killed that many excess people. But that's where we are. And I'm looking at probably losing my daughter, her husband, my two youngest grandchildren, who are seniors in high school right now, because they followed advice that was not from me, but from I don't know what source, probably their doctor, their medical doctor. And they're probably going to be severely injured or die. We're now learning that everybody has had some heart issues as a consequence of the COVID clot shot. About 100 million Americans, including my daughter, my son-in-law, these youngsters who are both athletes in high school. That's what concerns me more than the economy, Kirk. That's my personal concern.
Yeah, I can see that, John, and it makes a lot of sense. You know, when I look at the 300,000-foot view, what I see is the COVID thing, you know, being part of a much larger problem, which is that, you know, in the rat race, the rats are winning. And if we don't stop it, you know, and it isn't just the money. I mean, the money and the economy is a big part of it, but it's what we're coming to accept that used to be complete taboo. And when you look at all the areas that are being affected there and how our standards are dropping, those standards are what made us the great free country that we are. And when we take those standards away and we make unacceptable behavior okay and crazy, scientism, I don't call it science, I call it scientism. When we make that the norm and we watch people on TV with these supposed degrees that tell us how things really are, and meanwhile we know a lot of it is just not true, when we live our lives that way, it's going to end in abject poverty and slavery, just like it did in every other country that's gone down this route, where they've looked to erode, you know, the moral fabric, take God out of the picture, you know, I'm okay, you're okay, all this kind of business, you know, the children know better than the parents, all this garbage that we saw, you know, happen in the communist countries, you know, during their revolutions. When we look at all these things together, it paints a really scary picture. And if we don't take some kind of offensive action, we're going to go down the drain. And I don't want to be part of a down cycle. I'd rather be part of an up cycle. You know, I mean, that's just my feeling. I don't know. I mean, it's comfortable for a lot of, listen, I don't doubt it. I mean, it's a comfortable thing. Even the worst thing for a lot of people is still pretty comfortable. And that's part of the problem, is that we have this false sense of, you know, normalism, which is not going to continue. It's going to get worse and worse if we don't take action.
Something that my Monday guest and myself, Sam Andrews, have been proposing for several years that would help everything in terms of the political situation is paper ballots with a carbon copy counted at the precinct. That will eliminate almost all the fraud. And of course, along with that, eliminating the mail-in ballots, all the voting takes place in one day nationwide, no mail-in ballots. Absentee ballots are done at the courthouse, where you present yourself in person with your proper identification, and you do your absentee ballot in person at the courthouse.
No question. That's the answer. Yep, absolutely.
That eliminates the fraud there. Now, I don't know for a fact, but my belief is that the communists in California have perfected their vote fraud to be able to take over our most prosperous state.
Amen. I agree.
And do what they've done. We have a bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
Well, several times a week. New things being added twice a week or so on in the COVID panel. I mention the COVID panel a lot because if you want to educate others, you need to educate yourself first. The articles and videos at my website in the COVID panel are from world-class scientists and doctors that will give you the real information you need to educate yourself, so you in turn can educate others and hopefully help parents not get the COVID clot shot for their children. That's where the real action is now. Most adults who want to get the clot shot have gotten it. There's nothing that can be done for them. But there's a large percentage of children who have not got it, the clot shot, and hopefully we can avoid those children from having their lives ruined or killed because of the clot shot. So check that out at libertyman.com. My Columbus Day sale on energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight Monday the 9th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and something new, 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal at thelibertyman.com. Check that out at thelibertyman.com. Meeting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters, and he also has a device that will allow you to pump water into your pressurized system if the power goes out. Tell us about that, Kirk.
Yeah, it's the Simple Pump, and we've been representing them for a couple of years now. And, you know, that was one of the last things that I hadn't yet to do on my property up until about 2 years ago when I finally put my Simple Pump in. And what a wonderful thing that is. You know, I had a situation where my well, my regular well pump was down for about 4 days because of a breached electrical line. And, you know, if I didn't have that simple pump, I would have been out of water. And I was able to go out into the well room and pump, you know, for, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes and get enough pressure in the big tank that I have there, you know, to carry on the use of the water for a full day, including a shower, you know, that we both took. So it's a great system. And, you know, most people don't realize, but if they're on a well and the well's electric, which 99.9% of them are, if the electric goes down, you really don't have a way to electrify that well pump. And most of the well pumps I've seen are 220. So if you don't have a generator that's capable of producing that, you really have absolutely no way to get the water up out of the ground. And this system is installed alongside of the existing submersible pump. And the nifty thing about simple pump is when you pump, as John mentioned, it's capable of pumping into pressure, even from the depth of 300 feet. And you're able then to use the water in your home just like you do now. So this isn't one of those Amish things that you've seen that's on the kitchen counter or outside on the deck where you pump it into a bucket and you carry the bucket. It's not like that. You pump it, it's set up, it's plumbed in with the tank, you flip a lever, opening that valve, and you're able then to pump into pressure, and now you can run the outlets in the house, take a shower, do what you have to do. Now, you know, we went ahead and put in an 85-gallon tank when we put ours in, so I would have more water on hand if I needed to. Most people have got a relatively small 20-gallon, you know, well tank or something along those lines. And if you get a simple pump, you probably want to increase the size of that vessel.
All right, well, having a flush toilet and being able to take a shower during a crisis is a great morale booster. I've been in situations where that's not possible. During the Tet Offensive, I learned how to take a bath out of an M1 steel helmet. It's better than no bath at all, but being able to take a shower would have been a great morale booster. So if you're in charge of making sure the family has what they need during a crisis, you need to check out this piece of equipment so you can have pressurized water during a crisis, whether it's a 1 or 2 day crisis or something that lasts 6 months or a year. Having pressurized water is a great morale booster, isn't it,
Kurt? Oh, it's tremendous. I mean, especially the fact that you can flush the toilets, you know, more than once. It's kind of a nice thing. You know, we've got a special coming up, too, that I want to announce if I could, or just take a minute. We've got a new whole house device that we've been working on for about a year now, and we're combining two of our devices into one. We're taking our DynaPure whole house water filter, which creates energized water along with the filtration, and we're combining it with our whole house Helix Energizer in one compact, easy to install unit. And I'm looking for volunteers that would like to purchase this at half price in order to provide us with testimony and photographs of their installation. So if you're interested on saving a fortune on a whole house system that's going to be great for you and your family, reach out to us and get a hold of us at Water Revolution. And our direct line is 336-525-1015. Again, 336-525-1015. And, you know, we're only making this available right now to the John Moore Listening Group. So if you call us and inquire about this, we're going to know who you are. So give us a call.
Okay. Well, along lines of the culture war, this is the fall season. College sports are back in full force. And we have men wanting to compete as girls in women's swimming. We have some good news from Roanoke College. It's a small liberal arts college in Virginia with 2,000 students. And there was a man who showed up wanting to compete as a woman. And a lot of controversy, meetings, letters being written, public scrutiny. The girls stood up for themselves, and the young man decided to withdraw his attempt to compete as a woman. And that's a good outcome. It's the way things should be, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree. And this is another one of those issues that just really, you know, really hits me the wrong way. I think, you know, the federal government has no business in any of these social issues. Absolutely none whatsoever. There's no underlying thing in the Constitution that allows it. The states need to be able to decide these things. If California wants to say that it's okay to mutilate children and put men dressed as women in women's sports, and they want to do all that, great, have at it. But there should be no federal involvement to mandate these things or make them even okay on a federal level.
Because, well, using Title IX, they're incorrectly and improperly using Title IX to achieve that goal, aren't they?
What is Title IX? Is that a, is
Title
that
IX was passed to give equal funding in college sports to the girls' sports as they give to the men's sports.
And was this something that's federal?
Yeah, it's federal.
It shouldn't be done. It shouldn't be allowed. It's not, it doesn't take place in the Constitution. Let the states decide, and then people can vote with their feet and move into a different state. If they don't like the situation where they're at, they could move from California to Missouri and have a different scenario if the government, the federal government, didn't mandate behavior and social behavior.
Well, I think it's one of our big problems. It was Obamacare that got the whole transgender surgery thing going, because they mandated it under Obamacare, that this be part of Obamacare to provide this freakish surgery to boys and girls that are having some emotional issues.
Well, so
that was the beginning of it.
Yeah, I mean, again, if we tell the Congress, the local congressman who votes, supposed to be voting the money, if we tell the local representative that we're going to move to oust you and select any other incumbent, any other runner aside from you, the incumbent, it'll wake some people up. If they're not afraid of loss, they're not going to take action, because right now they're comfortable and they're being supported by these lobbies and the status quo. And these, I mean, I can't believe all the Republicans that recently voted, to allow McCarthy to stay in as the speaker. Based on the fact that he blatantly lied to the group and told them, look, we're going to, you know, it shows to demonstrate and shows us exactly who these traitors, and that's what they are, who these traitors are. I mean, they're putting their own financial gain and financial associations above what's best for the people. And that we need to put an end to it. If they don't feel threatened of loss, John, they're not going to change. I mean, there could be 50 great congresspeople, you know, Senate, and I don't think there is, but there could be, and it would still be 50 against 600. So, you know, we're never going to win this battle if we don't get rid of the trash that's there now. And I think, you know, the platform ought to be to greatly shut down the federal government from what, because most of these things are just completely useless. All they're doing is making it more difficult for people in one group or another. I mean, let people can do what they want. If the states want to make these laws, great. And then if you're not happy, you can move out of that state. But, you know, it was supposed to be individual states that all had the power or the people. And now we have many fiefdoms of one central control organization, which is dictating to everybody what they have to do and how they have to do it. And that's the cause of most of our misery and the money that they can endlessly print, because they don't have to adhere to any game plan. I mean, can you imagine? I can't believe that these people with a straight face can vote to send billions overseas when you've got people suffering here in America. I just can't understand it. Takes no other than selfishness and corruption.
Well, Ukraine has become the playground for corrupt government and private individuals as well. And they don't want that playground to go away, where they can do as they wish over there and be rewarded for it financially by these Ukrainian entities. That's what's driving a lot of this. Ukraine,
very well said.
Yes,
I agree.
Once again, what can we do locally? Well, find and support candidates at every level, a school board, city council, various county elected officials that are conservative Christian patriots to run for these offices. If you don't have one in that position already, and find a candidate to run for that office, and move at the state level to have paper ballots with a carbon copy counted at the precinct with one day voting and no mail-in ballots. If we can do those things, we can change, we can turn this thing around, Kirk, don't you think?
I agree. And, you know, but we've got to have the power to be able to do those things, because the other side that's winning is not going to agree to it in any shape or form, because they know that that would be the end. And, you know,
well,
that's
too
why
bad. That's too bad. That's what, yeah. That's where the action is at the state level. There's about 20 or so states that are doing the right things for the right reason. My state, Missouri, is one of those states. We made this freakish transgender surgery illegal for children in our state, in Missouri, recently. And this needs to happen in all 50 states. I don't doubt that it would in places like California. But that's what needs to happen nationwide, isn't it?
It's a great concept on, you know, for that one issue. Are the elections in Missouri still run by computer?
There's still some of the computers. It's a county by county matter to do away with the computers. And there is a movement in the state legislature to go to paper ballots counted at the precinct.
Well, that's good.
That's a very strong movement in Missouri, and it may take a year or two, but I think we will prevail.
Yeah, but we got to, you know, clearly based on the previous elections, we have to address Florida, Texas, Wisconsin, and what else? What are the other swing states that are big issues for us?
Arizona, Pennsylvania.
Arizona, yeah.
Michigan.
Yep, there you go.
Well, I watched vote fraud firsthand. It's been about 25 years ago. We had a statewide referendum on concealed carry. 113 counties in Missouri plus the city of St. Louis. So we're at our headquarters watching the ballots come in from all over the state. And we were winning. All the counties were winning. About 7 p.m., St. Louis County computers broke. It's the largest population in a county in the state, by the way. After all the 112 other counties had their ballots in, they knew how many votes they need to win. That's when the St. Louis County computers miraculously fixed themselves. And guess what? Enough votes came in to defeat the statewide referendum.
Mm. My goodness.
So I've seen this happen firsthand.
What year was that, John?
It's been about 25 years ago. It's been quite a while. Yeah. A nearby county, which would be Dent County, the county seat of Salem, Missouri. This has been several cycles ago, maybe 8 or 10 years ago. The ballots were being counted in a courthouse. It was nighttime. A county maintenance truck hit the utility pole that provided electricity to the courthouse, knocking out all the lights. Their ballot counting continued in the dark, and guess what? The officials who were in office remained in office.
Hmm.
How about that? Yeah.
Incredible. Well, I mean, clearly they're going to have to do some amazing things between now and next November if they intend on maintaining power, because I'm not even sure with the cheating mechanisms they have in hand now if it would be enough to save them.
Well, they can only cheat to a point when it becomes obvious, and Trump supporters will overcome that level of cheating in this next election, and that's got them shaking in their boots. Now, there's a congressman who will be nominating President Trump to be Speaker of the House. President Trump is considering it. He says, quoting, if I can paraphrase what he said, if it's in the best interest of the Republican Party, I'll do it. So President Trump is in the running to become the Speaker of the House. I look at that as a good thing. How about you, Kirk?
Well, I look at it as a really good thing if certain events happen afterward.
Well, they will.
I don't see him taking his eye off the presidency.
Well, he'll still run for president, even though he's Speaker of the House.
He'll just use it as a stepping stone, right?
Well,
I'd love to see it happen. I mean, it would be interesting.
Yeah, he doesn't need a stepping stone, but he'll carry out both functions, running for president and being Speaker of the House.
Now, what majority do we carry in the House?
It's a pretty slim majority, but I think a lot of Democrats would vote for him as well.
Is it 4 or 5?
It's not a lot. I don't recall offhand the specific number.
So you think it could happen?
Oh, it could happen. I think they had a majority to do something that's never happened in the history of our republic, vote out a sitting Speaker of the House. That's never happened in our republic's history over 200 years.
So well, we're you, if that happened, he would certainly put controls on the financial spending at this point, I think.
If there's one thing Donald Trump understands, it's money.
Yes.
He has his faults, and one of the main ones being Operation Warp Speed and taking pride for the clout shots. But the man understands money. He understands finance. He understands business. And let's give credit where credit is due. That's one thing the man understands very well. And he'll just flat shut it down, I believe.
That would be wonderful if it would happen.
Well, it needs to happen. We'll bankrupt the country otherwise. All income won't pay the interest on the debt, then we're bankrupt. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early,
back. back. Kirk, I had my cell phone in a Faraday bag yesterday, so I did not get the alert yesterday afternoon. How about you? Hello, Kirk. Okay. Kirk's not with us. He got disconnected. Anyway, that's what I did. The alert, my friend Dan Sutterfield, who will be at the meetup tonight, his phone was not in a Faraday bag. He got the alert. He read the alert to me about the federal government practicing this alert. Now, as it turns out, Russia had a nationwide alert system yesterday also. Of course, theirs went across 13 time zones. Yes, from east to west, it's 13 time zones in Russia. It's the largest country in the world. Nothing else even comes close. A lot of worry about what that alert meant yesterday for us. I was encouraging people before the alert to use it as a training operation to make sure their preparations are squared away and ready to go. And that's what I did. I was doing some work with some friends yesterday, some construction type work, and it was a good day. My wife made a pot of homemade chili for us, and everybody enjoyed that and enjoyed the camaraderie of working together and having a great meal together. The John Moore Meetup is tonight at Alex's Pizza in Rolla, Missouri. We get together at 4:30 for a meal. We have an informal meeting from 6 to 7 at 7 o'clock. Leon Green takes over the training. Tonight's training has to do with helping a person who's been stuck in a area because of a crisis to get out of there, to have an emergency extrication of people who need to be evacuated. That's what the training is going to be about tonight. And it'll be good training. It's a lot of fun. We've had people over the years from all over the country come for this meetup as they travel across the country. People from California and Chicago, the East Coast, have been to the John Moore Show radio show meetup in Rolla, Missouri. So that's tonight. That would be this evening of the October the 5th. Just about out of time here. I'm not sure Kirk will be able to join us. Less than a minute left this hour. At the top of the hour, we'll have Dr. Horowitz with us, and we'll be discussing the things that Dr. Horowitz is paying attention to. I like to refer to him as a man with his brain on fire. The author of, well, he's not even sure himself, 24 or 25 books. His most recent book is being written as we speak. I'll be getting a review copy of that so we can talk about it after I read it, of course. And Dr. Horowitz is the real deal. He warned us about biological warfare 20-plus years ago. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.